This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a divorce coach? One may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Nanette Murphy, with Life Live Now. Nanette, how you doing today?
Very good. It's Live Life Now.
Live Life Now.
Yes, but I'm doing really well. Thank you.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Well, I am a divorce and life transition coach, specifically for women. And it is, many women will look for maybe coaches after the divorce, whereas I want to help women prepare and prepare correctly, because I say it's an emotional journey. It's not just a legal battle. Divorce is really a troubling time. So that's what my company, my business does, is assist women through divorce.
What about the guys? The guys need some love too.
You know, absolutely. But I decided when I started this that I divorced. I was over 50, married over 20 years, 3 kids, the whole thing. And I knew what it did to me. I know it was a struggle. Absolutely, men struggle. And there are men divorce coaches for men. Absolutely, because it's a two-way street and all of that.
No, I just wanted to bother you a little bit.
Oh, you're that's okay.
Yeah, I could imagine though, because it's tough. Some people compare it as a death, you know, really dealing with it traumatically. So tell me, Nanette, how did you get into this? You talked about you kind of went through a divorce yourself, had 3 kids. Tell us a little bit more. What caused you to want to coach this difficult situation here?
Well, so after my divorce was final, it was a long, drawn out, expensive process, navigating it on my own. Again, I was over 50. My kids, you know, I was almost an empty nester. I knew I had something else to do in life. I knew there was another purpose. And I, you know, I was kind of always searching, reflecting. I was, you know, I do meditate and I try to listen to my intuition. And it all really began my discovery in 2020, when everyone was in lockdown. And I knew that I couldn't, I always say I took about 2 weeks of Netflix and banana bread. I knew I had to do something else. So it started with a free online course through Yale University called The Science of Wellbeing. And there is a, you know, it was like this rock. It just kept building up momentum. And I just at one point realized that I wanted to become a certified life coach. And then I went from there to certify as a health coach, because I thought, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. When I say health, I'm not talking about diets and all of that. I'm talking your mental, physical, spiritual strength. I wanted to really make sure women took care of themselves. And then in that, I actually wrote a book in 2020, published it in 2021. But then the revelation came that divorce coaches existed. And I was blown away, because I thought, why did I not know that divorce coaching, you know, was a thing? And then, you know, along the way, I realized, you know, I Googled how do I save my marriage, you know, in panic mode in 2010. But I never Googled how do I divorce. Everyone just thinks, you know, get that attorney, get a good one, you know, rely on them for all of your needs. And looking back now, oh my goodness, what I've learned about divorce coaching and coaching other women, it takes a team to get a divorce, not just one single attorney that you rely on for everything. And that is really how it's been a journey, and I'm still on the journey, because even doing podcasts like this, Garfield, is my way of bringing awareness to not just women, but people, that divorce coaching is available to you. Because, you know, sitting with your attorney who's charging you likely a lot of money per hour. And every time you talk to them, whether it's an emotional situation or something that's actually necessary for you to call them, there are other people that you can get support from. And it's, again, it's not just your attorney. And I've actually spoken to a handful of attorneys who encourage their clients to seek divorce coaching because they don't want to deal with the emotional
trauma. I can see that. They don't want to do it.
Well, and you know what? I had one attorney say, I'm not qualified for this. You know, and I just, again, the more I do this, the more I talk about it, the more I talk to people who are already divorced and I tell them what I do, not one of them has said, oh, that's cool. They all say, wow, I wished I would have known you when I was divorcing.
Most of my listeners probably never heard the phrase
divorce
coach before.
No.
What are some of the misconceptions?
I think the biggest misconception is that it's going to just one more fee, one more cost. And divorce coaching will actually save you money because it's less time with your attorney. You know, you can, when I have a woman come to me, especially, you know, I really appreciate when they come to me before they have filed papers, before they've gotten into all the mess, because I want to help them. Again, number one, emotionally, they have to take care of themselves because it's a brain fog that you're in. And then, you know, they don't realize that they need someone to help them out answering financial questions. But most people will hire their attorney and have them do all that paperwork. And it's time consuming sometimes when they don't need to have their attorney doing that. So it's preparation. One of the things I say is going into divorce overwhelmed and unprepared will lead to costly mistakes. Likely because you're not thinking clearly, you're listening to the wrong people, or you just want to get it over so fast because you're full of anxiety and you just want to be over with. And it's just not the way to go. I tell women, please just take your time, take a breath. Let's make sure, you know, I'll talk to women, you know, before they go talk to their attorney. Sometimes, you know, talk them off the ledge, so to speak, you know, because they're so full of anxiety. Or they'll have questions, and it's questions that I can answer, not necessarily, you know, talking to your attorney for 30 minutes. It's a waste of money. So that's a big misconception, is that it's going to cost more, and that they don't realize just how emotional this is. Like you said, mentioned earlier, people compare it to a death, 100%. And when I went through it, I was kind of taken aback by the feeling of grief. I wasn't expecting it. And it took me a very long time to say the words out loud to people because I thought I would be offending someone who had lost their spouse to death. But
we're gonna touch on that in a little bit, but okay. Let's change gears a little bit.
Sure.
You know, when you're not busy coaching,
yeah,
what do you like to do for fun?
Oh my goodness, you name it, I like to do it. I like adventure. I love to travel. I'm a foodie, so I don't really care to cook. So I live in the Detroit metro area in Michigan. And so I always love to try new restaurants and gather with friends. I do like to entertain. I just cater it. But I love, and my family is the heartbeat of me, whether it be my mother, sister, children.
What's your favorite destination?
You know, I don't really have a favorite destination. Like, you mean one I've been to?
Yes.
I don't have, they're all so different. I mean, I've traveled through Italy and I love Italy, and I've been to, you know, went to Amsterdam and Vienna and Budapest last fall. And that was amazing. Or last Christmas, you know, done beach vacations. My next trip will be, probably this summer to Utah. I want to see the Moab Desert. And I just want to, my goal is to see all 50 states. And I am born and raised in Canada, so I have to see the provinces as well. So a lot to do.
You like the cold weather.
I don't mind it, but you know, I don't like it, but you know, I live in Michigan, so I have to deal with it.
life often throws us curveball. And I guess when we talk about divorce, it's a big curveball. Let's talk about one hardship, one struggle, something that you can look back to and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
It honestly, at the end of the day, it is my divorce. Because I did not think that I could manage my life without my ex-husband. We met when I was 18 and he was 20. We were together over 30 years, raised a family. He made all the big decisions. I mean, I definitely was, you know, I raised a family, ran the household. I did all of that, but terrified of the future and thinking that how am I gonna do this on my own? That transition from being full of anxiety and depression, sadness, to I've got this. I can do it. But the other thing too is you do need support. I had support of family and friends, but at the same time, and I know I saw a counselor, but again, looking back, I wished I would have had a coach to kind of guide me through that process. But truly, my divorce changed me for the better, made me the woman I am now, made me the woman I always knew I could be, but was never really given the confidence to do
it. Help you set up a successful practice. Now, Nanette, what is the one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Live Life Now?
Oh, I want them to remember that I am here to help. I did this because I want to help others get through this process. Because you feel lost, you feel like life is over, especially when you're over 50. Some women, they're 60, they've been married 20, 30, 40 years. And I want them to know that this is just a new beginning. They're not starting over. That's what I want them to take away, that there is help out there. There is support out there. And they don't have to go on this journey alone.
I'm sure our listeners now are looking around, friends, cousins, uncle, nephews, that's actually in the same situation. And they have one word on their lips. That's how. How can I get more information on Live Life Now?
Oh, you can go to livelifenowwithpurpose.com. That is my website. It has everything there is that I offer. I have a rebuilding program. I offer digital coaching. If they don't want to speak face-to-face, they just want to get information, books and resources on my website. And they can, you know, email me and we can set up a free consultation and ask questions.
For those that dislike pressing the numbers on the phone, is there a number you'd like to share?
Yes, it's 248-404-5370.
Well, Nanette, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much, Garfield. I appreciate you giving me the time here.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.